A private health group says it's starting a new service to access medical abortions over the phone. Currently, women have to see a doctor face-to-face and sometimes a psychologist to be prescribed abortion drugs. With the new service, drugs would be delivered by mail. The plan has widespread support from women's health groups, as Bridget Brennan reports.
A medical abortion is an alternative to surgery for women wishing to terminate a pregnancy in its early stages. The abortion drug mifepristone, or RU486, is approved for use in Australia, but women firstly have to get approval from a doctor to use it. Dr. Deborah Bateson from Family Planning New South Wales says that's not always an easy step.
Look, I think it has been challenging. I mean, we've had the advent of medical abortion, which does open up that additional choice for women, but we know that it can still be quite difficult for women to access it, and we know that women in rural areas still have to travel sometimes to a major centre, and that can be quite challenging indeed.
A private health group called the Tabbitt Foundation has been looking at making medical abortions more readily available. For about $250, it's now offering a telephone referral service, allowing women to speak to a doctor and psychologist before the abortion medication would be posted to her. Doctors from the Tabbitt Foundation weren't available to speak to the world today, but the plan has the support of Jenny Elak, co-president of the advocacy group Reproductive Choice Australia.
It's a private practice of doctors and a psychologist and support staff. They've been running surgical termination clinics for quite a number of years, so they're very experienced in providing abortion care services. And so what they've been doing is trialling this telephone style consultation model.
Michael Moore from the Public Health Association of Australia says it sounds like a sensible idea.
Our approach to abortion is that it should be regulated in the same way as other health procedures. There should be no other additional barriers, there should be no other conditions, and it certainly shouldn't be part of the criminal law. Therefore, when you look at a situation like this, you say, well, where else is it used? Well, telemedicine is now becoming much more common, and so it should be available for women. It provides a brilliant opportunity for women who would otherwise have a series of barriers in front of them.
Obstetrician and former Australian Medical Association President Dr. Andrew Pescher says medical abortions are mostly safe, but he says the telehealth service will need to be fastidious with follow-up care.
For women who would prefer to avoid a surgical operation or who live in parts of Australia where it's not so easy to organise, this is obviously an addition to an option which, you know, helps them out. There is, however, a need for this type of service to be well integrated with mainstream services as well. About 10 to 20% of women who have a medical abortion using mifepristone or RU486 will not completely miscarry and require a subsequent surgical procedure. And the last thing I want to see is women who've taken this pill end up with pain and bleeding and end up in an ED department at a busy hospital on a Saturday night, you know, needing, you know, to take several hours to get through a busy system which isn't, you know, because it's not part of an integrated care plan.
Laws governing access to medical and surgical abortions are complex and vary in each state and territory. The service won't be available in South Australia, the ACT, or the Northern Territory, where a woman must undergo an abortion in a hospital. Jenny Elak from Reproductive Choice Australia believes there's not enough choice for women and there's a need for abortion law reform across the country.
The laws are really quite crazy across the country. There are only three jurisdictions where it's legally a woman's decision. Two are relying on criminal law from the mid-1800s, and the other three have got a mixture of some things are criminal, some things are legally justified, and there are a whole heap of different conditions to meet. And as we've seen with particularly the case of Northern Territory in South Australia, GPs in the community legally can't prescribe and pharmacists can't dispense these medical abortion drugs. Even though they've been approved by the TGA and they're on the PBS and every other state and territory, you can do that. So we really have a long way to go before we bring Australian law into line with both medical best practice and also World Health Organisation and United Nations guidelines around the law and the provision of termination of pregnancy.
Jenny Elak from Reproductive Choice Australia, ending Bridget Brennan's report.